And we are live this week on Channel 9. Our last, how many hours have we had? 19 and a half?
47 hours. And
you lost your voice.
I've lost my voice, excuse me.
That's wonderful.
We are at hour 20.
His voice and his dignity, ladies and gentlemen.
My dignity went a long time ago.
Please leave them at the reception. Now, this is our last half hour.
It is, our last half hour.
Yes, and we've done over 20 hours. Now, we can drop some stats real quick.
We could.
And we should introduce ourselves.
Hello.
Dan Fernandez.
Nick Fillingham.
And this week on Channel 9, we're going to talk about some of our favorite moments, some
yes.
of our favorite
yes.
screenshots at PDC, and we are live. Now, remember, you can get questions, and the people are going to get a little loopy here at the end,
yeah.
so I apologize in advance.
Actually, send us your craziest, strangest questions.
I think we've got CH9 live.
We have less than 30 minutes to go, so look, just ask us anything. Anything?
Anything.
What's off limits? Anything off limits?
Well, we'll see on the board.
We'll see on the board. Uh-oh.
When it comes up. We already have
question. Have that?
Darth
know.
Obi-Wan. What was the product demonstrated yesterday that created business cards?
Pass. I don't know. Oh, is that Quark? On Channel 9 Live? Might be in the Quark guys.
Quark, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Not sure. Good question. Well asked. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Next one. So,
Now, do you have a poison?
Yes, I have my trademark Scott Hanselman non-specific soda brand.
Yes.
In my, hidden in my mug here. We're apparently not allowed to show trademarks on Channel 9 Live, hence hiding them in the mugs. Again, if you want one of these little nine guys that have been slowly disappearing, send us a postcard to 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond.
Or anybody that's attending here will be giving them away at the end. So if you want to walk away with the nine guy.
We will, yeah. Them. 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, USA, 98052, and we will send you one of those. If you give us your name and return address.
Now, small trivia, since
you're losing your voice as well. Anyone would think that we were out last night enjoying ourselves.
Or doing several hours of live broadcasting over the internet.
Touché.
So our Microsoft address, you know the joke, right?
What's that?
Microsoft official address is 1 Microsoft Way.
It is.
The joke is, it's not just an address, it's a way of life. 1 Microsoft Way.
Next.
Yeah, that's why it sucks. Okay, so let's jump into it. One of the coolest things that we had, and stay on target. The balloons haven't come yet.
Okay.
I think it's every slide they try and hurt us. The inflatable nine guy.
He's somewhere around here.
So anybody that was at the party saw there was a woman on stilts, and I don't have a picture of it. Woman on stilts and the nine guy, and they were rocking out.
They were.
It was the most oddest. Weirdest scene I have ever seen.
And then,
there's
props coming off stage. Apparently,
yes.
Apparently the poor gentleman inside the Channel 9 guy actually fell over at one stage, and it took him a few minutes to get back up.
Yeah,
he's okay for everyone that was wondering.
His name is Scott Guthrie. I don't know if people have heard of him, but he's actually the person that's underneath.
Yeah,
and
Scott Hanselman was on his shoulders actually with inside.
Yes. So this is. I mean, they were going within sessions and actually getting the crowd rallied up.
It was like very cool.
It's like a mascot.
We have a tweet. From Adam Kinney, place tweet.
Adam
Thank
Kinney,
you very much.
Who's over there. Are you happy you signed up for this? Adam Kinney, oh, yes!
I've won a banana. Thank you very
awesome.
Much. For every 20 hours of live television you broadcast to the web, you win a banana, apparently. That's
and
from the Silverlight team.
Does
Thanks,
anybody
Silverlight.
Remember how many bananas we actually gave away at PDC?
28,600 bananas.
28?
Bananas.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot. Send in your crazy tweets. We have like less than 20 minutes to go right now. Larry Larson is about to hit us with an inflatable rocket at CH9 Live. Dan, do we have like a few slides we need to get through on this week on Channel 9?
We do, and this is going to be the longest, most painful episode. What if we just ran to the end and just
okay.
ran for it? All right, so can we? It's our Hansel moment.
Hansel moment.
This is kind of like him in Gladiator. Are you not entertained? This is him showing off. The player, and we had Richard Campbell.
We did.
Carl Franklin.
.NET Rocks.
Scott Stanfield going through the actual player experience. Rewind, you can actually watch this, but they were going a little loopy.
If you do. Yeah, we should have a marker actually in the player if you're watching right now. Once we've finished, you can actually rewind probably about an hour and a half, and you can actually see this kind of live-ish back in the experience.
So people don't realize it has an instant replay feature.
It does.
You can go back, forward. I mean, it's a really great player experience, and it's all open source, available in I believe it's the Smurf
The Silverlight Media Framework?
Silverlight Media Framework.
Right.
AKA Smurf.
And of course, if you at home or in the audience here are interested in kind of rolling out this experience yourself, everything that we're doing here with Channel 9 Live at PDC is actually, it's an example of the Silverlight Media Framework in action. So it's quite feasible to set up a live studio in the LACC here for PDC 09 and broadcast the web for 20 hours. You can do it. It works. Mugs like us actually managed to get it working. So that's proof.
Okay, and it turns out there was a gun show. This is Scott Hamilton. We had this is my favorite session of Channel 9 Live. 3 days. I want to ask you what your favorite one was, but when Scott was on with Clint and Tim Higgins and Brian Peake, and Brian Peake has like dry humor, which was hilarious with Scott's outlandishness. But this was the gun show.
This was the gun show, and in fact, I think the next slide is actually my favorite because another Hansel moment. These cars are rated for like 110 pounds.
Yes.
Is that right? I think Scott's about 111 or 112, he was telling us. But he decided to actually get in this thing, and there was not even an inch of space between the wheel and the end of the stage. As he got in, he bumped the controller, which actually sent it forward
Tim sent it forward.
Oh, Tim did it.
Am I right there?
Yes.
Yes, right, Tim. Tim decided, you know what, this large man in a fetal position, let's go ahead.
So we almost lost Scott Hanselman off the edge of the huge stage.
We will have the slow-mo of him going, it's going to be wonderful.
It will be.
It's going to be my opening sound when I boot up.
Fantastic.
Yes. So kudos to him.
And of course, kudos to the Coding for Fun guys.
Yes.
Kent Rutgers over here, side of stage.
Yes.
Who built some amazingly crazy, insane, evil genius products. Come on
There's our...
Clint's next Coding for Fun project is actually to grow this beard in less than 10 minutes, which is an amazing feat. Do you want to say anything? Because we have a microphone. Otherwise, just get off the stage.
Yeah, okay. Clint,
we love Clint. Okay, we've got Cody the Coder at Channel Live. Have you...
just said Larry Ellison.
Did we say that? I don't think we said that. Larry Larson, I think we might have said.
Larry Larson?
Larry Ellison. I don't understand that. More context,
Larry
please.
Ellison, maybe it was the beard thing. And
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
Next one. At Channel Live, how many people are present in the PDC 09? Do you know that one? Do you mean actually
total
watching
attendees?
If we go to the overhead cam, you can
Let's
see.
Let's go to the overhead cam.
Overhead cam.
Overhead cam. Everyone
you can
wave.
See
wave.
That there
Do we have the overhead cam yet? No.
Overhead cam.
No. There.
Not
yeah.
It is a huge.
Yeah. No.
We can't have the balloons.
They're teasing us with those balloons.
Look at the balloons.
We have been. we've been inflating those for hours. We have dozens of people watching us
at the PDC,
online and here.
At the PDC itself, I think it's a few thousand here at the conference. Is that correct?
I don't know the final count. Because there's two counts. There's the Microsoft and other people, and then there's the straight-up attendees.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We should have asked Jennifer Ritzinger and Mike Swanson.
We should. I'm sure we'll find out very, very soon when Jennifer and Mike post their very first countdown to Mix 10 show on Channel 9.
On the junk.
Wow. Right in the lunchbox. Lucky I was wearing a cup. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, so...
some praise?
Respinho at Channel 9 Live. Ooh. Congratulations
is that
for
me?
Great
Did I do
work.
That?
Please repeat in other conferences.
Yes. So thank you very much. We will do that.
We're going to be victims of our own success
but
be doing this.
This is a really good
elsewhere.
Point because, I think...
Tech at Somali Pirates? Yeah, we'll be there.
Nice. Now, when we did this week on Channel 9, live from the Channel 9 studios in Redmond 2 weeks ago...
Yes.
That was actually the first time we had ever done a live broadcast.
So we went from, let's do an hour demo...
No, let's do 30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes live to... Why don't we do 3 days, 20 hours live?
Yeah, from a location we have no control over, like the LACC.
Yes.
Anyway,
and the reason this is possible is because of our amazing crew.
We have an amazing crew, and we're going to get to them in a minute. But what I want to say is to the viewers at home who are actually watching this, this was a big experiment for us. We think it kind of worked. We've had some great questions from you guys there. If you have any feedback, please let us know. We really want to know how we can improve the experience, both in terms of the content, and in terms of the format, the way we deliver it to you, we have a couple of goals that we would like to achieve for the next Channel 9 Live experience, whatever that may be, but please let us know. ch9live@microsoft.com is our email alias. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Daniel Fay. I'm Nick Phil, and we'd love to get those feedback from you.
Yes,
that feedback from you.
So thank you. This is Patrick Foley at Channel 9 Live. Are you going to eat that banana? If not, can you throw it over here? I really don't want to get up.
Where's Patrick?
Oh, there he goes, right
there. Oh, Patrick, yeah.
Yes.
You have to come and get it, though, that's the thing.
Patrick's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Bowler.
Congratulations. You win a banana. There you go.
Thank
you. That's
yes.
right. Well done.
Yes.
Thank you, Patrick Foley.
Yes.
And thank you, Larry, for providing a very, very clear screenshot. Oh, have I just lost my mic? I pulled it out. Okay. Of Patrick. Anyway, sorry.
Patrick, you can taste the H1N1 from here.
All good? Yeah.
Wonderful.
It tastes like swine flu.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I think this is our last Hansel moment, but this was, I think it's Mark Miller.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you have a bit of a Scott Hanselman crush?
No, he's just entertaining. Can we talk about that?
Well, you know, you have 10 slides for this week on Channel 9, the final Day 3 PDC09 edition, and 6 of them so far have incorporated Scott Hanselman in some format. Is it something you'd like to tell us?
He's the only person stupid enough to get on stage and actually compete for...
So what's this? He's playing a guitar? Oh, that's not Scott. Who's
yes,
this up here?
Our friends over at Dev Express that were doing the Rock the Code. Maybe you've heard Beatles music in the background every now and then.
Yes, if you heard a tambourine
they had a contest.
They did.
I believe it is Mark Miller was coding with a guitar.
Right.
Coding with a guitar.
Okay.
Versus Scott Hanselman typing. And it was who could get a clock control finish first.
And who won?
Mark Miller.
Wow.
I know. So Hanselman humiliated yet again.
Again.
On not just this stage, on another stage.
Wow, poor
yes.
guy.
Yes. But they gave us an entire movie clip of their competition. So I wanted to give them a shout out. So.
Fantastic.
And no, I just saw Scott Guthrie. That's the
okay. We have questions coming in. So from Atman20, hello, Atman20. I just say Atman. Is it Athman? Do you know the correct pronunciation?
I do not.
This is a regular Niner. Hello, thank you for watching. At Channel 9, when will this live meeting will be in Channel 9? I'm assuming the reference is when will we have it republished on Channel 9 to watch later on demand. TBD, unfortunately, I don't have an exact time frame for you. Hopefully very, very soon. We haven't done this before. It's brand new. So we're working with our partners in the back end. iStream Planet, great partner who have done a lot of great work here. Akamai, who are our CDN as well. We need to work out with them how we actually get the live bits onto the video demand server and how we embed that in Channel 9. But it'll be very soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much. Another one. Oh, Nick, how did it feel to be the clout?
What's can you give some context for people
clout.
That don't know?
I don't know what that... Oh, okay. If you were watching the PDC 09 keynote on day
Bob
one...
Bob Muglia introduced on stage, and
yes.
he was your life coach.
Bob Muglia was my life coach. He was. I got a phone call at, I think it was about... No, we were in the studio. We just finished Channel 9 Live, is that right?
I had to come in there and...
And,
yeah.
and said, you know, Nick, would you mind being a clout or something?
Yes, spending the next 12 hours recording.
Essentially, yeah, if you saw this intro video for Bob Muglia, there was a strange-looking guy with blue hair in a big satin pillowcase dressed as the clout, and that was me. And it was fun, and for anyone who was wondering, no, I didn't break any bones when they threw me off the building. Australians have very flexible cartilage, and we kind of bounce back into shape. So I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Next one.
So, when a VB programmer, this is Athman20 again, when a VB programmer wants to move to C#, what should he do? Materials, videos, books? Because every session in anywhere shows C# code. So
VB programmers are feeling a bit unloved.
So I think one thing is you don't have to learn C#. There certainly isn't a prerequisite. Now, one of the reasons why, and this goes into our we must have data to ask this, we ask attendees, we do a number of surveys before registrants go on PDC, or before they actually attend the event, we ask them what language they use. And we use that statistic to say how much our language breakdown should be.
Right, okay.
Right? So it's kind of interesting, if you see the language reflected, it's because that's what our attendees do. Most, you know, C# developers are early adopters. That is one of the reasons why.
So that what you're saying is there is some science behind how the various languages are represented here in the PDC 09 curriculum.
Yeah, there
it's not that we don't like the VB developers, just perhaps they're not coming to PDC in the numbers, or they're not actually specifying that VB is a language that's important to them.
Absolutely.
Right.
If there was a huge crush where you saw 90% of PDC attendees were Visual Basic developers, I guarantee you that VB would be the number one language here.
Very
and
good.
I do have to say XAML and F# and you see a multitude of different languages being shown here.
Cool.
And everybody works and together, blah, blah, blah.
How many more of these slides do we have there, Dan?
Not too many. We can
keep going on the questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At @Brian_Henderson. Hi, Brian. Thanks for watching. We've seen you throughout the couple of days. Do a review of how you set up and did the streaming at Channel 9 Live.
Maybe this is like homework for us to do a video.
Some homework. We should do that.
I want us to do it actually in our studio so okay. We can show exactly how it is and do a detailed walkthrough of how it actually works.
Yeah, but very, very
simply. I did not know what an ingestion server was, but yeah. That is an actual term.
Well, I think I may have made that one up. I don't know. Billy, is that real? Ingestion server?
Ingestion server.
It is real. Okay, so in a nutshell, because I'm learning all these new terms, but we have a bunch of video cameras. They all connect into a device called a NewTek TriCaster, which takes multiple cameras. Adam is waving at me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There we go. Cool. So up the back there. Give us a wave, guys, in the control booth so we can see you. Okay, cool. So a bunch of cameras. They go into a thing called a NewTek TriCaster. That does all the switching for us. Out from that, we get an SDI feed. That goes into an inlet spinnaker, which is a hardware encoder, which converts us into the Silverlight streaming bits, the chunks, those little two-second chunks of video in all the various profiles. They go into an ingestion server up on iStream Planet, which then goes out to our CDN and gets turned into a manifest, which you guys read through the PD. See,
thanks, Dan. It's very interesting.
Wow.
Fascinating, Nick.
Wow, man.
Moving right along.
We have a legitimate question, and I'm answering it. Oh, wow. Larry, okay, settle down here. And Patrick says, thanks so much for the banana.
I've never seen somebody take out his aggression so
bad.
Very
welcome, sir.
That guy is just bad.
Andre has asked, Channel 9 Live, will all sessions be available in MicrosoftPDC.com? From what I understand, yes. Are there any sessions that we know of that will not be published? Are there any private sessions, perhaps, that will not go back?
No,
yes,
they're all being published. And one thing to note is not all the downloads are on there, so you'll see the streaming version available, but the WMV high-res version isn't available. They're doing it as they go. Patrick Foley is telling us that it hit the spot. Wonderful. Yes, he's full. Ladies and gentlemen, wonderful, Pat. Okay.
And his potassium levels are elevated.
Now, one thing we should talk about real quick, for people that don't have time to go through the sessions, you want to know what happened in the sessions? Damn, that was left-handed. I'm gangster. Okay. Mike Talty went through all the sessions that he went to, and I can only catch one at a time.
Dead air is bad air. Okay.
This is
Mike Talty, session postings.
Yes. So if you want to know what happened in the sessions, maybe you don't want to know which session to actually go to. He did the rough notes of the actual session notes. So you can scan the notes and be like, wow, I do want to see that demo on trusted applications and calling for Calm Ole, et cetera, et cetera. We're going as long as we need to. Don't give me this 10-minute thing.
10 minutes? These are out. Here we go.
This whole time.
Okay, we have 10 minutes left.
Can we give her a shout out?
Is that what it means? Karen, quick, come on stage.
Come on,
Karen.
Yeah.
Up you get.
You are on air.
On air, there we go.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
She's the person that's been hounding everyone.
Yes.
Every 30 minutes.
The official term for Karen's role here at PDC09 is whipcracker. And I think that's an Australian euphemism. I hope that makes sense to everyone that's watching. Okay.
You want to know...
Oh, we're still going. I'm sorry.
Yes. So you want to know what sessions to go to? Check out the session postings. It's notes for sessions. And I think we have some more. Now, another thing is things to check out. If you, dear viewer, aren't here, one of the things you would have missed out is we have an actual Mars rover close to our Coding for Fun area. That you can actually go and inspect. And this is Waleed. This is our...
Is that the name of the Mars rover? Sorry, of course. Yes. Waleed is also in the photograph which you're showing. Yeah, the Mars rover is here. They have the NASA guys were in full force. We obviously had two fantastic sessions. I think we had Dr. Jeff was on and Doug McQuiston. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Doug is actually in this picture.
In the photo there, he was the director of the Mars program. That was yesterday. If you want to actually see that session again, he answered some fascinating questions about how you actually get data back from Mars.
We had balloons and... Okay.
The balloons are gone again. I'm trying to answer these questions legitimately. Wow. No one's letting me do my job. All right.
Sorry.
Another question here. Twitter from @Atman20. Again, I hope I'm saying it right. At Channel 9 Live, are you going to continue this week on Channel 9? Is Channel 9 this week on Channel 9 going to be live again after PDC?
We're actually thinking about what makes sense.
What's our live strategy?
One example of a thing that would be really cool is for us to do a Microsoft support show.
Wow.
Where you could call in.
Yes, live. You can call in live.
Yeah, so like you know, I need to install Windows 7 on my mom's PC. She's running Windows Vista Home Premium. Exactly.
Can somebody please tell Dan to stop yelling already?
Oh.
We have to turn your microphone down, Dan. You're loud. He's a very loud man. He is. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you very much. Next slide.
So, Channel 9 Live Opinion, we haven't talked about our wall. These are pictures from Flickr. I love our walls.
Our wall is great. And in fact...
we're going to take this home.
Now, this is Jamie. This is Jamie's... I don't know Jamie's full name. Our Niner. Jamie, who designed
Jamie Grant, I believe.
Jamie Grant. Hey, Jamie. Hope you're watching. He designed the new Nine Guy logo for us. And then we had a great guy in Seattle called Paul Prentice who converted that into this fantastic wall you see behind us. It is a clear kind of plexiglass. Is that what you guys call it? I call it Perspex.
Yeah. He started saying, no, it's not going to reflect. It's Perspex. It's just totally something. I Wikipedia Perspex. Perspex is also another word for plexiglass,
yeah,
which
whatever.
Does reflect.
Anyway, okay. And we have a fantastic
as
LED panel behind
us. As you can see in
it.
This picture. Okay. Now the one thing that people did not notice... The crew put this on backwards.
It's actually backwards.
Our photo is right, but this one, the Nine Guy, the thing is on the wrong side.
And if you can see on Life Size Nine Guy, you can see that his earpiece
and no one
is
noticed.
On the left.
No one noticed.
Actually, I'm quite disappointed that
yes,
no one,
well,
no one
Larry
noticed.
Noticed
that. Well, Larry noticed.
Was,
light bulb.
He doesn't count.
AKA light bulb.
Now talking about...
Wow, this is a really disobedient audience. Lucky we're about to finish. Here we go.
Yes,
Larry.
Now, one of the craziest things is the average view time of Channel 9 Live at PDC was over 3 hours.
That's crazy. So people are basically either there, and this is not including the keynote. So the keynote's 2 hours.
Yes.
Obviously yesterday and the day before, and then people are turning on Channel 9 Live, and you're watching for 3 hours, which is just insane.
It's awesome. So we just want to say thank you for that.
We want to say thank you very much. And
very
again,
cool.
Please, we really, really genuinely want your feedback. How can we improve the format? How can we improve the content?
Now, the other thing that was here that people couldn't experience was this annoying thing, and that was the on-cloud Azure.
And annoying, obviously, because they would fire up the power
only
supply.
Only annoying to us. Very cool for everyone else.
Yeah, the
else.
Power supply has an inbuilt, some kind of intercooler thing with a 9 million watt fan that all of a sudden just kind of floods all the sound in the room. So if you ever heard like a coming over the audio, that was the cloud. And
yes.
We apologize for that, but it was very, very cool. And you'll see some photos up on Flickr of actually what it looked like to walk around an actual cloud container. And shout out to Dave Lemfers. I don't know where he is. Dave, who I think built it or something. I'm giving him credit.
Sure.
I don't know if he did. He might
sure.
not. I don't think it had anything to do with it.
Now, we also had an attendee party.
Now, wait there. I can bring that on. Keep talking, Dan.
Okay. We had an attendee party with some graffiti artists that built... Now this is Elvis. This is actually going.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. Do we get to take these home?
We do. We're going to cut it up in little squares and then we'll put it back together when we get to Redmond.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Okay, great.
We have 5 minutes. Okay.
That actually just in graffitied these, which was.
This can be my.
These
guest.
Are incredibly
this can be
impressive.
The
so there was if you didn't see him, he's sort of a graffiti street artist and does these, and he does them so quickly, like you won't even start to see the shape, and then all of a sudden you realize. You have Elvis Presley, you have Muhammad Ali.
And Elvis has special meaning for the events team here at PDC and at MIX.
Yes, our balloons. Our balloons are,
our balloons are back.
Okay.
So that, okay. If you're wondering why Elvis and why Muhammad Ali, specifically Elvis, that's kind of a special meaning here for the events team. Jennifer and Joan and Mike and all the guys behind the scenes, they're big Elvis fans.
Okay.
All right, 5 minutes. Apparently we have 5 minutes left. And
okay.
No
so
more Twitter questions. Come on, 5 minutes. What do you want to know?
So now... The other part that happened was, you want to take that down?
Yeah, I think we'll take this down. But keep talking, Dan. Keep going.
Okay,
it's live TV, man. We can't stop talking.
So I am going to, while he hurts himself, I'm going to talk about the Iron Bartender contest. It was Drink Tender versus Sharon, who's a 15-year bartender. So she won the man versus machine, who makes the better drink. It was a blind taste test, whether Clint Rutkus's Iron Bartender, an automated bartender, building drinks
yeah.
versus Sharon's drinks. But here's the thing. We actually videotaped it. She cheated, and we have the video of her cheating. She did not go the ingredients for a vodka tonic. We have her squeezing lemon juice into vodka tonic. She cheated. She put in a lime. So
So does that
I
make the competition null and void?
It's
does that mean we need an Iron Bartender V2? Do we need to set the record straight?
I think we, yes, absolutely. Here we go. Oh, there's our ring girl.
Uh-oh.
Ding-ding-ding.
Three.
So it's
either,
starting to get a little
so
crazy over
there's
here.
There's either 3 minutes left or that joke just got a 3 out of 10. I can't work out which
yeah,
one it is.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. But seriously, she was busted cheating.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I think Clint's going to sleep better at night knowing that, though, because he was very upset. He was kind of crying, and he was inconsolable for several hours.
Yeah. It was kind of embarrassing to lose to a human.
Okay. Patrick Foley again. Did you hear about the free computers? I did not. Apparently there was some kind of free computers. What am I doing, Keith? Do you want me to turn it off?
Okay, so while he's doing some technical problems, we're
live TV, everyone.
We're done.
That's
yes.
it.
So this is our first everyone, come on stage. Thank you very much. Come on. There we go.
Show you everyone that worked on Channel 9.
Yeah, can we do that outside? Yeah, come on, baby.
Get the handheld.
Here we go.
Let's get the you got the handheld?
I got the handheld.
Yes, we're done. Is that good? Can you hear me? 20 hours.
20
Anybody
hours.
Want to come on? Come on, Pete.
Whoever wants to come on stage,
here,
come on stage. Adam,
on
Kenny,
here.
Pete, get on stage.
Kenny? Yeah, baby.
Everybody wants to come on stage. And again, make sure you please
our
tell
first,
us.
Our first pick of the week that is a co-pick
pick
of the week, and that's thank you to the Channel 9 Live and Coding for Fun teams.
Yes, thank
yeah,
you very
baby.
Much.
And is this Miller time? Can
yeah.
you give a shout out?
No, we're good. Shout out to everyone. Thank you very much
Get
for,
up here.
For watching.
You're killing
for all
us.
20 hours. We'll be up on the broadcast will be available on demand very, very soon. All these guys, Keith on sound, baldsound.com. Pete Brown, Adam Kinney, about to get hit with a 9 guy. Billy Peters from iStream, Larry Larson, also known as Lightbulb.
Yeah!
On the Twitter. Sarah and Karen, who are our fantastic PAs. Clint, who
yes.
did nothing at all and lost Iron Bartender.
Yes!
Michael,
yes.
who's our amazing technical director.
Dan
Fernandez. My name's Nick Fillingham. Thank you very much for watching, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. We will see you at the next Microsoft conference for the next Channel 9 Live at blank.
Yes! Thank you all for watching. Yeah.
Oh, Michael's running back there. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you again.